Welcome to another edition of The Good Stuff. Thanks for tuning in to your local radio station. Mike and Kim Burge along with you here on The Good Stuff program, reminding you that safe driving wishes for the holidays from WW Tire Service with 8 locations across Central and Eastern South Dakota. And from North Dakota Cowboy Hall of Fame, make plans to add Medora, North Dakota on your next vacation plan to visit the North Dakota Cowboy Hall of Fame. From Rick and Lynn Shippey in Winter, South Dakota, buying, selling, or auctioning land, it's Shippey Realty. Merry Christmas from Rick and Lynn.
And, Mike, you know about Tri-State Livestock News, but let me tell everybody else. It is packed with insight on cattle, grains, sheep, and all things ag-related. Your morning routine can be amazing. You are just a page flip away from the pulse of the ranching world. Tri-State Livestock News. Visit TSLN.com.
Well, do you know what today is?
Yes, I do.
Well, it's Pearl Harbor Remembrance Day.
That's right.
December 7th, 1941, when the Japanese military launched a surprise attack on the United States Naval Base at Pearl Harbor. And I thought maybe we should take a moment. Some of the national news media may not recognize that. We wanted to pay tribute to our men and women in the service, veterans, and currently serving. U.S. casualties at Pearl Harbor, there were 2,008 Navy killed, 710 wounded. In the Army, 218 killed, 364 wounded. In the Marines, 109 killed, 69 wounded. And civilians, 68 killed and 35 wounded. A total of 2,403 casualties, 1,178 total wounded. In the U.S., aircraft damaged at Pearl Harbor. In the Navy, they had 31 damaged aircraft and 92 destroyed. The Army Air Corps had 128 damaged and 77 destroyed. And the U.S. ships damaged at Pearl Harbor. The battleships, there were 6 damaged, 2 destroyed. The cruisers, 3 damaged and none destroyed. The destroyers, 3 damaged, none destroyed. And the auxiliaries, 4 damaged, 1 destroyed. But just, again, a remembrance of Pearl Harbor Day today, brought to you here on The Good Stuff.
We're young enough, I can't even imagine the horror of it all. It had to just be so frightening nationwide.
Make sure that you take a minute today and thank your veterans and just maybe a moment of silence to remember Pearl Harbor.
Things my mom taught me. Let's do a few more of those. My mom taught me ESP. She would say, put your sweater on. Don't you think I know when you are cold? And my mom taught me humor. When that lawnmower cuts off your toes, don't come running to me. My mom taught me how to become an adult. If you don't eat those vegetables, you'll never grow up. My mom also taught me genetics. You're just like your father. My mother taught me about my roots. Shut that door behind you. Do you think you were born in a barn? My mother taught me wisdom. When you get to be my age, you'll understand. These are all things that my mom taught me. And my favorite, my mother taught me about justice. One day you'll have kids, and I hope they turn out just like you.
How many times have you thought that if you have kids?
That's right. Darwin Yeager and Deb sent that in. So thank you so much for sharing.
Just a reminder, if you have items to share on The Good Stuff, especially with Christmas coming up, short stories or poems, send those to kimhburge at gmail.com.
Mike, let's do a little trash talk, and these are by Annie. And here's one I don't expect everything to be handed to me. Just set it down anywhere.
We can pick it up.
That's right. Marry someone who cooks. Looks fade, hunger doesn't.
That's a good philosophy. That sounds like a guy should have written that one.
Yeah, I think so. True friends don't judge each other. They judge other people together. And yoga class? I thought you said pour a glass.
Oh, nope. Misinterpretation on that.
Oh, these are just called trash talk. They're playing cards, actually. They're trash talk by Annie.
Kim, I happen to run across some more of those. You might be from a rural community if you experience this or that. And one of those was, you might be from a rural area if the only traffic jams you ever experienced growing up were when cows were crossing the road. And you might be from a rural community when, despite being 12 years old, you only needed a note from your mom or your dad to buy alcohol, cigarettes, or ammunition at any store in town. So, and Everyone showed up to watch if a house, barn, or business caught on fire. Well, you might be from a small community. And folks, thanks for spending part of your day with us here on The Good Stuff.